You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Began studying the art of public speaking many eons ago. One of the things I learned is that it's sometimes a good idea to start off a presentation with a quote to grab the audience's attention. And I'm fond of launching off presentations from time to time with a quote or quotes from some of history's greatest thinkers. So in that light, I'd like to offer a quote from one of the United States of America's greatest 20th century philosophers, Yogi Berra. It's like deja vu all over again. Welcome back to the Career Callings Radio Show. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and at Career Callings, our purpose is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created you to do. We're glad you could join us today, and we invite you to share your questions and comments by phone, text, or email, by phone or text at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or at robbie@careercallings.net by email. That's robbie@careercallings.net. The reason I wanted to lead off with Yogi Berra's oh-so-famous quote, it's like deja vu all over again, is because what I want to start today's program with is something I started last week's program with, and that is an audio clip about a guy named Matt Hine, who used to be a finance industry employee in London, England. He was miserable in that line of work, so he ended up leaving that line of work and going to Oslo, Norway, and beginning a dog-walking business in Oslo, Norway. The title of the video was "He Quit a Cushy Job to Walk Dogs and Couldn't Be Happier." And I'll link to that 7-minute long video on my website, careercallings.net/radio. But there was something he said in the clip I played for you last week that I just did not have time to get to. So I wanted to get to it today to launch off today's program, just to make sure we did get this very important issue covered. So, Maestro, let's play the clip again to reacquaint ourselves with Master Hines.
And so my passion for dogs was there, and my passion for nature from having grown up around it was evident. And I decided that there was definitely a market for a dog-walking company here in Oslo. I could see that one or two other people were doing it. I thought, wow, there's an opportunity here. You know, I would love to be out there 5 days a week. And I basically get paid to be an adventurer and hang out with dogs. And it's so... I don't think this is one of my customers, but I can hear one. And it's so rewarding to be able to take dogs that otherwise would be inside whilst their owners are working long days, you know, 8, 9, 10, maybe more hours. And these dogs... they love it. I have no regrets. Absolutely no regrets quitting finance, but no regrets. Everything I've done since that time, not all of it has been fun and laughs, but all of it has been what I want to do. It has been, you know, if for too many days in a row I wasn't doing something that I loved, I would just change. It's so easy to think in our heads, oh, you know, I can't do this because I've got this, I've got that, I've got this, I've got... No, just change. There was a quote last night that I was that I heard, which was that there are many things in life that you can fail at, so you might as well fail at doing something that you love. Because otherwise, if you fail at doing something you hate, what could be worse? What could be worse? Like... okay, so, do you know what, like, I'm not saying that the dog walking business will go on for, like, eternity, for years and years, you know. I don't know when, you know, no one knows what's going to happen, but I am loving doing it at the moment. I get so much reward from it, and it's such a good feeling. And I get to share that feeling with other people who I get to give the opportunity to have a similar feeling. And that is fantastic.
All right, there's Matt Hine from the video showcasing his transition from the finance industry into a dog walking business in Oslo, Norway. Now, I wanted just to reacquaint you with that story, and just a quick recap of what we did last week with that. We basically boiled down that audio clip into this message: know the value of your time. Wasting your life in exploits you obviously were not designed by God to do is just an absolute waste of time. It's going to make you miserable. But today I want to focus on something he said about two-thirds of the way through the audio clip that sounds awfully reminiscent of something that Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs, said in his Stanford University commencement address many years ago. I believe it was back in 2005. And what Matt Hine said and what Steve Jobs said was almost verbatim with this: if you wake up too many days in a row hating what you're doing, it's time to make a change. Both of them said that almost in those same amount of words. And that's what I wanted to point out today, is that that's a great signal that maybe you're not doing something that God wants you to be doing right now with your career. And try to differentiate that from a bad day here and there. A bad day here and there is, you know, that's everybody's going to have that. As Matt said in his audio clip there, not every day's great fun. I mean, there's going to be a day. There are going to be days when life is just awful at the job for one reason or another. But if you have a series of days in a row, and there's no specific number I have in mind, but you'll know if you're constantly miserable, that's a big sign you might want to move on. Now, ran across an article recently called "It Might Be Time for a New Job" by a lady named Andrea Murad, and she wrote this for foxnews.com. Just want to kind of hit a highlight or two from her article, because she gave a few other signals that we might want to look out for that might indicate to us it's time to move on to a new job. First thing she suggested, by the way, is that you review your career at least once a year. Many people are in a job place now where they have annual reviews with their employers. The next person up the food chain will have an annual review with him or her. Now, if that's not you, which it is not for me, being in business for myself, she would still say, okay, even if you don't have a performance review scheduled, schedule one with yourself. Take time at least once a year to figure out or to analyze or assess where you are. And the first thing to consider is very similar to what Matt Hine and Steve Jobs said. Do you feel stagnant or frustrated at your job? If you feel stagnant or frustrated, that could be for, you know, several different reasons. If you're just frustrated at your boss or the tasks or the company, but you love your career, but really hate where you're working, then you're not looking so much for a career change. You're looking more for a workplace change. If you love what you do, but just not the environment you're in, then you're looking for a better opportunity in the same kind of field. Had a friend not long ago from church, had that come about for him. He had been in a particular field, still is in that field, had been with a particular company for almost a decade, wasn't terribly happy there, and lo and behold, it was totally of God. A recruiter called him and really made it obvious to him through a series of things that he needed to move to this other company in the upstate area of South Carolina. And he made the transition, same kind of work, but a much better working environment, and it's a blessing for him. Now, if you're feeling stagnant in your career field in terms of the actual day-to-day work is what you're not liking, then you know it's time to make a move into something else entirely. And that's when you need to go through the entire four-step process of the career callings process. Discover what kinds of work God made you to do. Number two, research the types of jobs that help you or would fit that career calling. Number three, prepare yourself to engage in that type of work. And then number four, go actively pursue that type of work through resume writing, interviewing, connecting with people through networking, and so on and so forth. Another consideration that Ms. Murad had suggested is, do you like your company's corporate culture? If you like the company's corporate culture but not your job, then consider a new role at your firm. you may not need to move into a different firm. You may love the firm you're at. You're just not happy with the work you're in. Well, in that case, see if there's an opportunity to do something different in the same company you work with now. High performers, by the way, tend to have an easier time making this transition, because if you do a good job where you are now, as my pastor likes to say, bloom where you're planted. If you're blooming where you're planting and doing good work, and then express a desire to your higher-ups to try something different in the company, you're much more likely to be heard, and your requests more likely to be fielded and accommodated than if you, as I like to say at my household, a lazy puke. If you're a lazy puke, you're probably not going to get nearly as much consideration as you would if you're a go-getter. Do you feel undervalued and underutilized? Are you growing at your workplace? Do you feel stagnant because you're not growing professionally, personally? Or maybe you don't feel like you're being compensated what you're worth. If either of those two things are the way you're feeling, it's time to look either at a different career, a different workplace, or maybe a different job within your company. Determine if you do think it's time to move into a different career field altogether, then a starting place is not only to ask yourself, asking yourself what kind of work God created you to do, is to help you assess or analyze what skills and abilities you have that God has given you, that you've developed over the years, and which of those skills might be transferable into a different type of career field that does appeal to you. And you would want to do that so that you can retool yourself for that different career field. Then, of course, you got to research the process, talk to different people who are in the job that you think you want, to find out the earning potential and career trajectory of that type of job. So whether you're looking at a different job within the same company or a different career field altogether, take the time to research and ask people who are already there and find out from them what it's like to be there. Not long ago, I recommended to a young man that goes to church and also goes to the Christian school that we have at our church. He's talking about wanting to get into law enforcement. Well, one of my fellow church members is a state trooper, and I suggested that he talk to him about what it's like to live as a state trooper, because a lot of times the reality is a big disconnect from what we think it's all about. The Bureau of Labor Statistics website, onetonline.org, and I'll put a link to that website on my website, careercallings.net/radio. Has detailed information about different types of careers and what it takes, what it's like to work there. Of course, then a network all you can with people. And then we'll pick up with that thought on the other side of the break. See you in just a few minutes. I opened the digital doors of careercallings.net in 2014. I did the same with my daily devotional site, todaysquotefromgod.com, in 2012. Since day one, I've hosted both of my websites with award-winning HostGator. HostGator raises the bar for speed, reliability, support, and value. If you need a place to host your new or existing website, go to careercallings.net/resources to get 20% off new web hosting plans as a Career Callings listener. That's careercallings.net/resources. Let me tell you about something my family did several years ago. We dropped our health coverage and joined Samaritan Ministries, a Christian medical needs sharing ministry that's been around since 1994. Joining Samaritan Ministries not only saved my family hundreds of dollars per month, it also helped us stop paying insurance premiums that were funding all kinds of unbiblical practices that we don't support. Every month, more than 49,000 households of Samaritan Ministries share more than $14 million in medical needs under a program that satisfies the Affordable Care Act's requirement that you have insurance or pay a penalty tax. The program also gives you total control over which doctors you see. The Romeiser family has found a healthcare home at Samaritan Ministries, and we'd like to invite you to join us. To learn more about Samaritan Ministries and if it's right for you, go to SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And if you choose to apply, be sure to support Career Callings by letting them know that Robbie Romeiser referred you. We all have to learn how to pursue God's calling, and that learning requires tons and tons of reading. But if you're like me, life is so busy that it's hard to find time to read. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Audible. Audible has over 180,000 audiobooks to help you listen and learn on the go. Audible has made me so much more productive, enabling me to learn while I drive, exercise, or work around the house. I know Audible can do the same for you, and that's why I've teamed up with Audible to give my listeners a free audiobook to see if audiobook learning is right for you. Go to audibletrial.com/careercallings and claim your free audiobook today. That's audibletrial.com/careercallings, audibletrial.com/careercallings. The Romeiser family became Amazon Prime members years ago. With fast free shipping, exclusive access to movies and TV shows, ad-free music, unlimited photo storage, and free Kindle books, it was a no-brainer. To give Amazon Prime a free test drive for your family, go to careercallings.net/resources. That's careercallings.net/resources.
We are Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of. Perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back from the break, Maestro. Question.
Yes.
That break wasn't terribly long, but did you miss me?
Just,
on the break?
Just a little.
Okay, good. That's a good answer. I hope you meant that. I hope you're not just pulling my leg there, pal. All right, this is Robbie Romeiser with Career Callings. Welcome back from the break. Join us on the program at 864-381-7649, 381-7649, area code 864, or at Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, at careercallings.net. Before the break, we were reviewing an article entitled It Might Be Time for a New Job, talking about several different signals that maybe it is time for you to move on down life's highway because God is directing you down a different path with your career. Now, a couple last points pertaining to this article, and then we'll move on to another couple of matters. But rewriting your resume as you get ready to compete for the work that God is showing you He wants you to compete for. Let me just tell you, there's so much that goes into writing a good resume, and we just don't have time for all that. But this is probably one of the biggest things I see time and time and time again. These days, it is not cool to write a generic resume and send it out to 500 different places. The constant mantra I hear from recruiters and experts in this field of career is that you need to take the time to research the companies you want to work for, the jobs you're competing for, and tailor your resume and cover letter to that particular specific employment manager or hiring manager. Don't use generic stuff. That used to be acceptable. That's not acceptable anymore. People want to know that you've taken the time to care enough about where you hope to work to learn a little bit more about them. And then lastly, you want to make sure you plan. You know, the entire process of job hunting, no matter if you need to do the entire four-step process of career callings, discover, you know, research, prepare, and pursue your calling, or if you're just in any one of those four, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to do. So planning before you quit your current job is very good, very important to do if you can. Now, some people can't. They have to leave for one reason or another before they can line up their next job. But if you can line up your next job before you move on from your current one, that's probably the best thing in most cases. And then that begs the question, okay, if I do that, the planning process takes a lot of time, the actual act of interviewing takes a lot of time. How am I going to juggle all those balls if I'm still holding down a full-time job plus all the responsibilities at home? Well, just a quick time management tip to kind of help you get through the process of spinning so many plates or juggling so many balls when it comes to holding down a job while looking for another one. First tip, of course, is I try to remind myself all the time is to turn off the TV. All right, that's number one. Turn off the biggest distraction. But after that, I would go through the process, suggest that you go through the process of baby step project management. In other words, you probably have heard the old adage, if you're going to eat an elephant, how do you do it? One bite at a time. So that's the same thing behind, or same idea behind, baby step project management. And so what you want to do is divide your project, in this case, job hunting, up into many goals as necessary, many small goals. For example, one goal would be, today I'll research this job to see if it's going to be a fit for my design that God has given me. Or tomorrow, my goal might be to draft an entire resume, or maybe just the one section of a resume. But you want to try to plan out as many steps as possible of the goal that you're trying to achieve, going from where you are to where you want to be. And ideally, easier said than done, because it does take some time and some planning, but ideally you want to break these different processes down to 10-minute goals. Goals that you think you can accomplish in 10 minutes. And then you want to commit to doing at least one of those 10-minute tasks 5 of the 7 days in a week. If you want to do one every day, more power to you. But I think it's a reasonable goal, just like a work week being 5 days for most people. You want to try to accomplish one of these job search goals each of the 5 work days. Or if you don't have time, then you can do some on the weekends or whatnot if you can't fit them in during the week, or all 5 days during the work week. And the idea behind doing just one a day is not new, but I most recently ran into this idea reading a book called The 4-Minute Work Week by a guy named Tim Ferriss. It's been out for several years now, and I think he's even updated it once or twice since then. But the reality is this, for most people, especially if you're very, very busy, we all can have, many of us do have to-do lists with 300 items on it. And it's very overwhelming and very paralyzing to try to think when you wake up in the morning, you're going to try to tackle everything on that list. But if you can focus on one thing that's the most important for that day, let's say, for example, you've got the one most important thing you need to do for the job you're already working at, and then the one thing that's most important for you to do for the job search you're engaged in. Trying to commit to doing one 10-minute task a day is not all that hard to commit to. It's a whole lot easier than committing to tackling a mountain of 300 tasks. And if you can do just one a day, 5 days a week, you have taken 260 steps during the next year towards the goal of getting a new job. And for many people, it takes up to a year to get a new job. So it's not like it's going to happen overnight for most people. What you'll find, though, a lot of times, as I have found in my own life, is that once you complete one 10-minute task, you got some momentum going, and you're ready to tackle another 10-minute task, another 10-minute task. So the odds are pretty good if you commit to doing at least one a day in your job search and your job transition. You're going to do more than one a day, and you'll accelerate the time frame to getting to the place where God would have you to be. Now, as we said a minute ago, it's great advice to make sure, if you can, not everybody can, but if you can, to have another job lined up before you actually move on. And part of that process, of course, is interviewing for other jobs. And, be careful if it's time for job interviews. If you're normally going to be dressing in business casual for the place you work today, you might want to be careful about dressing up at the next level, like church clothes or whatnot, if that's not the norm for your current workplace. Because if you do, you might trigger suspicion in your current boss that maybe you might be looking at exiting the company. So it's typical questions you might get if you show up dressed a little bit more so than you would normally get dressed up for your current workplace, or questions like, where are you going? Why are you so dressed up? You're not going to a job interview, are you? And when you lie to your boss, my friends, this is how our friends at Fast Company say you sound like.
Just out. Go for a walk. It's a little cold, so I threw on a blazer and a tie. Instead of, I don't wear scarves. So.
Where are we going? We should talk about this.
I am going to a funeral. My mom died. Also, my dad died. And my dog also died. So it's a joint thing. Just, knock it out.
This is normal business clothes, dog.
The clothes just find me. This one said, wear me. So I said, sure. Why are you so dressed down? Maybe you should think about that. You look ridiculous.
My uncle died, too. And my aunt's really sick. So she's probably going to have a funeral scheduled, next Tuesday at 2 p.m.
I'm on trial for the attempted murder of someone who asked me too many questions.
I'm going to a baptism for my son. I had a son. It's a boy.
No. No. Whatever. Do you have a job interview?
Like, I even have a resume. Like, what? What?
Oh. I love you.
What? No. Love it here. It's great. All things are great here.
What's a job interview? What is that, actually?
Yes. No. It's opposite day. Hello. Which means goodbye.
I do. I hate this place.
All right. Yeah, that's what you sound like if the boss asks you, are you going to a job interview? And you make up stories on the sly. Now, if you're going to actually be quitting your job, or if you're going to a job interview, and ideally, of course, you would be the one in control of the time and the way that you actually share that information with your boss. And which is why I said before that clip was played, then it makes a lot more sense if you dress in business casual as a normal dress code for your workplace. It probably does not make up a whole lot of sense to show up in your best digs when you go to work that day. So budgeting a little extra time to go back by the house or take an extra change of clothes with you and go by a restaurant or a clean bathroom or a library bathroom or something to change so that you don't raise any suspicion. But when it is time to move on, whether you are caught unawares by your boss who's suspicious, or if you do it when you are actually in control of that process and asking for a meeting with your boss so that you can let them know respectfully that you're looking to move on. Several successful people have some suggestions on how you should do this, Richard Branson being one of them. Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Records and many other companies since then, has indicated in an article titled, 8 Super Successful People Share Their Best Advice on How to Quit a Job, he indicated that the ones who have left his company have gone on to, and who have gone on to succeed are the ones who have quit his companies gracefully. Now, obviously, Richard Branson himself has never had to quit a job because he's always owned the places where he works. But his employees that have left him have very kind and gone on to succeed, have not tried to hoodoo him, have not tried to go behind his back. They basically have very upfront and respectfully explained their reasoning for moving on. They shared their vision for their own future, and they continually made an effort to keep in touch after they left because, you know, you never know. You might end up going back. So they didn't burn bridges. They just understood that, hey, sometimes people move on, and Richard Branson definitely understands that, and most normal people will as well. Every now and then you might have a boss that doesn't have as much sense there, but many people do. And we have a few of the people that are referenced in that article that have great advice, but we're just out of time. So I'll put a link to that article on my website at careercallings.net/radio so you can read it for yourself. Thanks for joining us on today's show. Remember this question: God designed you for a specific value, specific reason in this world to bring value to Him and to the people around you. If you don't know what that value is, go figure it out.